Are we not just tired yet? Always seeing hate, misinformation, and people spreading all these things so quickly without thought. Maybe it's just the internet and people feeling they cannot be seen, or are they just doing it for their own amusement? I just do not know anymore, but I am sure tired. It also really raises the question, where are our politicians? It does not matter which party you belong to, or how you fit into your community, there is one common thing that we can all relate to and stand against. Hate. Prides around Canada are starting up and with excellent reasoning nowadays, while a few of you might believe that everyone is wonderful in the world and everyone is treated equally and with respect, the reality is saying to you, you are living on Fantasy Island. The amount of misinformation about the 2SLGBTQ+ community is rampant, especially those who are part of the trans community and drag performers. Many people spreading misinformation for whatever reason never take the time to truly find out what they are talking about. How many people who complain about drag story time as the sexualization of children have ever set foot inside a drag story time? I am guessing zero. How come you see none of these people who spread this disinformation at a drag story time streaming it live through their social media? I can tell you why, because it's easy, because they know they are wrong and spreading hate. But again, where are our political leaders in all this? Will they show up, smile and wave from their safe space during a parade? Will they send a supportive message to pride organizations from the safety of their offices? Will they have a Zoom meeting from their safe home? All while people in the community get attacked with hate online and in person where they are not safe to just be who they are. It raises a lot of questions about how we do politics today. Will our leaders and politicians show up to be seen with our communities, making sure that everyone is included and treated with respect? Visibility is very important because it lets others know it's okay to be themselves. Will we see the leaders when we ask them to be part of our community for a few hours? I do not know anymore. Let us be very real though, no politician or MPP, MP or Prime Minister or Premier has ever been perfect. They are humans doing a job, some to the best of their ability. But, the one thing there should never be party lines about is hate against anyone. Wouldn't it be nice if every political party and every politician showed up walking in pride together, saying, hate has no home here. Now, I think this is living on a fantasy island. But wouldn't it be nice to see a world that shares love instead of hate? Wouldn't it be nice if people broke down what they hear, get to the truth, and then stop the disinformation in its tracks? Wouldn't it just be nice to help everyone to a better life, better job, a house, and better health instead of taking it all away or thinking because we help someone else, that we would get less? When did being human become pie, where is one person gets more, you get less? Before you share the next thing or say something, read it, fact check it and stop it. People are tired of hate and seeing it and hearing it, and eventually, it will cost us all one way or another. It will definitely come back to you to spread it, because it always does. Just be kind. Just be positive. Just be yourself and respect people. It's not much to ask of anyone. #hate has no home here. Jason McLennan.